Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen to our shows on warn-usa.com and also danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And don't miss the following posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Time, tide, and eternity. The Apostle Paul wrote the Corinthians that in this life only we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. Our hope lies beyond this life. Showers of blessings, end time harvest. Showers of blessing. This phrase is connected with the greatest end time prophecy of all time. In the context of this is also a paramount warning to the shepherds today of the Lord's flock. Deceitfulness, discernment, and decision. This call came to send John out of the wilderness to the people so the message would be heard. Today we need to hear a call like this: make straight paths and don't get caught up in society. Keys to living in a lawless world. Gospel keys to living in our lawless world is paramount to know. While there are many keys and much wisdom in Scripture, here are some to help. Antichrist, America, the pseudo-replacement. While the anti-God, anti-constitutional, and godless hype pushes forward, many in America may accept it. I do not. Today, it is not unheard of to have an elected official blatantly anti-Christian. Striving for faith of the gospel is more a reality today than ever before. Thus, it behooves us to form a united front for the completion of the proclamation of the gospel of Christ to all nations. And on warn-usa.com, this series is found here in the nav bar under Warn Radio Classic Series. It will say B2 Prophets Isaiah's Series, and it's Isaiah's Prophetic Book Series. And you can find this long-running Isaiah series on this site. And on danaglennsmith.com, don't miss this post: Nephilim, the 13th floor, Lucifer risen. Now deep within the 13th floor of the underground base, the secret is revealed. They don't advertise it, but they are giddy with excitement because the best laid plans of men cannot stop them now. Be sure to go to danaglennsmith.com, where you can sign up to get the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. It's hard to believe we're in November.
Oh, I know.
Can't believe we put up with Biden for 11 months now.
Has it been that long?
Well, not totally, no. It's been a full 10 months.
Seems like
not
20 years. No, it's been too long, actually.
Yeah.
Whatever, one day was too long.
And they had their election. And so at any rate, we'll see how well the election worked.
Yeah, a lot of GOPs made inroads in there, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Some good signs.
Yes.
So, because we need to keep going. You know, and the thing of it is that we are not like other nations. And we got to call this nation out of its knuckleheadedness.
Yes, we do.
Because there's a lot of knuckleheads there.
I think there's more good people than bad.
Well,
but they're not standing up.
Well, there's a lot of people that are sick of everything, that's for sure. Worldwide, not just in America.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff going on, you know. But the thing of it is, America is not like the other nations. Biden made an Obama apology tour. I know that. I forgot to tell you that.
When was that?
Oh, when he was over in Davos, Switzerland, or wherever he went for the climate change thing.
He apologized?
Yeah, he was. And I think there was another thing that he was apologizing for, too. I don't pay attention
to
what he does.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I think it's nuts. These nations have done a lot worse things. These nations are by no stretch of the imagination the epitome of example of how a nation should be run.
That's right.
Of course, it was so popular, this thing, that Russia and China never showed up. And China is one of the biggest polluters there is. And India, even if they did show up, India is trying to get as many places that will burn coal to help their electricity. A lot of problem is trying to get the tools for the people to survive. And Biden and the Democrats, they don't care about people surviving. They just want to fight climate change. This is that old save the whale but kill the babies theology.
Yep.
Because that's what we hear, you know. Everybody wants to save the bears, save the whales, you know, save the manatees. But we're ready to kill the kids in a second.
Sacrificing them unto Baal.
Yep. So at any rate, speaking of Baal, we're in a CBN News article that came out. This was about Halloween. And yes, Halloween's over, and no, we don't celebrate it. I've taught on Halloween for quite a long time. I stopped doing it some time ago, and I have a number of teachings available. Don't know where they're at. I don't think they're on the site anymore because we've been preaching for a long time, and I keep upgrading everything, so we may have to put it back up. But, you know, America... And I tell people, when I was a kid running around doing Halloween, because that was what you did, I can guarantee you as a kid carrying sacks of candy and people running around as witches and goblins, the last thing on their mind was Satan.
Yep.
They were thinking of candy.
That's right.
And that was it. That's all it was. And see, that's how deluded the world has become. But... You know, the reason I put this up here is because John Ramirez, this is who it's about. He's an ex-Satanist who tells America to wake up. And he is warning Christians against doing that, dressing your kids up as witches and various other things, and, you know, even harmless things, you know. Because it's the witches and the devil's holiday. It really is. And we've covered this, and, you know, we've had firsthand testimony from other Satanists and witches before. And this guy made it to CBN. Now, there is a difference. He says that he would sit down with the devil and talk to him like I'm talking to you. And that's not the first time I've heard that testimony. Actually, it came from a witch who had gotten saved. And she would talk about some of the things that they would do, and the demons would be there and the devil would be there. Literally. Now, see, I've just never been one of those wanting to, you know, go fishing with the devil.
Me either.
So, you know, I spend most of my time looking the other way to heaven. But, you know, we get these testimonies, and they do come out, and so I like to touch on them. You can find it over on CBN. And he said God opened his eyes, and he was born again and gave his heart to the Lord. And now he
Thank
warns
God.
Christians about dabbling with the darkness. Now, you don't want to dabble with the darkness.
That's right.
I mean, you might dabble with Play-Doh, but believe me, you don't want to dabble with the devil. He don't dabble. He's serious. This is someone you can't trust.
You give him an inch and he'll take a mile.
Yeah, he's slicker than a whistle, and there's only one way to handle him, and that's through Yahshua.
Amen.
You know, you bind, you cast, you rebuke in the name of the Lord. And you do not get into areas that you shouldn't be. And that's where a lot of people... you know, I was told a long, long time ago, be careful what you look for because you might find it. And when you find it, you may not like it.
That's right.
And when you're dealing with darkness, you need to be careful because darkness takes, you know, they don't take hostages. They really don't. They destroy them. They're out to destroy and to kill. You might think that they do the other, but they don't. They don't take hostages. They destroy life. For the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord has come to give us abundant life, life everlasting.
Yes, amen.
So there's a lot of difference. So be careful what you celebrate. And, of course, October, you know, you know, and I used to, right here where we're at, over on the other side of the town, you know, I used to go out on Halloween. There was a field over by me, and I stand out in the field and bind these spirits. And I'd pray against what was going on. And there's a lot of dark stuff, and there's death. And it's just not a holiday that I do anything with, but there's a lot of people. People I know that get caught up in it, you can't tell Americans anything. Most of them think of the devil as some dude dressed, running around in a funny red suit and a pitchfork. But I can tell you that darkness is real, demons are real.
Yes,
the
they
devil's
are.
Real. And I've had firsthand experience with some of this stuff, and I don't care to go into details, so I don't, you know, you do what you got to do, and you rebuke it and get out of it.
That's right.
So that's a warning. Let me put it this way, stay the hell away from hell. You know, and it's hard to believe, you know, in our modern world, we don't believe in stuff like that, really. We don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, I think Halloween's innocent.
You know, but, you know, we have a lot of these celebrations that are not depend, not really scripturally at all. But at any rate, Christian Aid Mission. And it's, of course, via Mission Network News. Now, these are both two ministries. Mission Network News has a lot of different kinds of mission-focused organizations. And these people will put their, you know, testimonies, what they're doing, on Mission Network News. And Christian Aid Mission is one that works with a lot of things. And in this one, they're talking about a third wave of COVID. Now, how many waves have we had? Do you know?
No. I'm tired of it, though. It needs to go away.
Yeah, me too. I'm tired of it, but I keep so busy that half the time I don't pay any attention to it because, you know, it just, there's things to do. You got to go on.
Well, so it was kind of going away, and now they've had more tests positive. And I just wonder, because this is the way I think sometimes, that if they aren't paid to say these tests are positive, these COVID tests are positive, to keep the thing going.
Yeah.
To keep, so they can control the population.
Well, I think there's a lot of it about control.
Oh, there is, definitely.
And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the third world, you know, you talk about Burma or Myanmar, or you get into India, or you get into Bangladesh, you get into Pakistan, a lot of third world countries, these things can really, really be hit hard. And of course, in Myanmar, they had a coup in February. And, you know, and we find that a lot. Right in the middle of a COVID or some kind of pandemic, you got these knuckleheads coming up making war. You know, and it just can be devastating. And that's really what we're talking about. You're in a third world area. You're living from hand to mouth. I mean, you're not living like most, you know, people do in the West and some of the more affluent societies. One of the local ministries, and you do work through local ministries. This is, and the thing that makes these organizations able to work, they're an international organization. They have boots on the ground. In other words, contacts. And so they meet these contacts, they know these contacts, and they work together for a cause. You need to have that interaction in order to make sure you know where the money's going. And a local leader said, "We work, we run with tears." He said, "I received a telephone call, it was in the morning of this interview. The wife of one of our workers cried out, 'My husband is struggling for breath. We need oxygen.' And I called one of our drivers and told him to go out as soon as possible for a two-hour drive." And so they have to go through military checkpoints. And they will stop vehicles. They will confiscate oxygen tanks and medicines. And so local missionaries undertake drives of 8 to 10 hours to provide the life-saving medical equipment, food aid. And, you know, there's one thing.
Boy, that's horrible.
It is horrible. And one thing that we have tracked in all these years, that Christians, even in India, in a lot of these places, especially if you've got a society like Modi's over there, the BJP party and the Hindus, when you have something bad, happen, and they need to get relief in, medicines or things, almost, you know, a lot of times the Christians are denied any help at all. I remember one time that they just told the Christians, well, you just get a hold of your helpers in America or wherever and have them give you stuff because we're not going to.
That's wicked.
Well, you know, in India is supposed to be the world's largest democracy. And they even say you have freedom of religion. But see, it's not freedom of religion like we know. And so you're going through all these checkpoints, and hopefully they don't take your stuff. And he goes on to say that because of your financial assistance, we're able to buy 5 oxygen concentrators, 22 oxygen cylinder tanks, and a bunch of other stuff. And he says, without it, we wouldn't have been able to do nothing. And so far, they've helped 58 families.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And four people died, and the rest have been rescued. And he says, physically and mentally, we were tired. Loved ones died. Some were killed by guns and bombs. He said, these days are mourning and weeping days. We have been fought by the seen enemy, the military coup, and the unseen enemy. Many of our people died by guns and bombs. Many of our people died by COVID. Both killers are still harsh across the country. And this...
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. And the big thing is that in spite of it, they're continuing to reach out with the gospel. And because that they are helping them, they're more receptive to the gospel. In one instant, the villagers, 23 of them, received Jesus Christ as a personal Savior and resulted in a church being in that area.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear that out of tragedy, that's what happens.
Yeah, so they were able to buy a piece of land, and then, of course, they construct the... And I've seen some of these things they construct. I mean, they're not like ours. Sometimes they're just a real simple shelter. Other times they're a little more, depending on the money. I remember one contact we had. They were trying to get a house for a family that had some problems. And come to find out that all it took was $50 to buy the cinder blocks to build the house.
You know? Boy, about 2 or 3 cinder blocks is $50.
Yeah.
In America, well, maybe you could get 7.
So it's an amazing thing when you look at it that, you know, it's always, whenever trouble comes, you know, there's that ability for an opportunity. And so this is the important thing.
That's right.
So, you know, my heart goes out to these people, but if you look in America, America needs to wake up to, you know, so does the rest of the world. Somebody needs to wake up somewhere.
Amen.
And so, at any rate, we are, and Burma, they've been in the news a lot. And we do have another story that Tower's going to do.
Yes, it's from CBN. And it's the story, the true story about Joey Kelly. And there's a new online film that tells the story of his life and how he worked through years of survivor guilt and anger after witnessing the murder of 2 family members at the age of 12. And I Am Second is a global nonprofit storytelling organization, and it releases its latest white chair film online this week titled The One Who Survived. And in this film, Kelly recalls watching as his aunt and cousin were murdered by his uncle before having to fight for his own life. And because of this, it led him into years of dealing with survival guilt, struggling with depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. But the movie also reveals how he ultimately was able to find hope and purpose. And he walks the viewers through the events of that horrific night and saying it was God's miraculous protection that saved his life. It was the worst moment of his life. He said, I watched my best friend, my cousin Mikey, get murdered by his father. And he was furious at God for letting evil win. And he would often go into his backyard to curse at God, and just because of he was so angry. And years after his life, this life-changing event, he felt he deserved the right to act out and began using the excuse to engage in drinking, partying, and smoking as relief. And he said he didn't feel like he was a special kid and he didn't do anything to deserve it. If anything, Mikey was a way better kid than me. I felt like he had way more potential than me. It just didn't make sense. And from the outside, he appeared to be a happy-go-lucky teenager, but he attributes it to his ability to compartmentalize. And he finally reached a breaking point during college at Texas A&M University. He recounts the powerful experience of hearing Amazing Grace after walking into a church, breaking down and finally processing the grief of his loss and pain after years of holding it inside. And he says, God saved my life that night for a reason. He had a plan and a purpose for me. And the men I came into community with helped me realize he wasn't done with me yet. And he said he started living authentically for the Lord and was excited to do it. And there is no looking back. So that's exciting. I'm sorry that he had to go through that, though. For a young boy, that's horrible.
Well, you know it is. And the thing of it is that that is typical. I mean, when you see someone go through something like that and they hold it in.
I remember a story of two young girls. The one was a teenager, probably 16, because she was driving her car, went to the store with her little sister, who was probably 10, to pick up some stuff. And these two men, I think they slashed the tire, and then they offered to take them to get somewhere, because when they came out of the store, the tire was flat. And so these two men offered to help them and took them out. They raped both of them, took them out, and threw them over this bridge, and the younger girl was murdered. She died. The sister survived for years and years and years and had married, had children of her own, but she couldn't get over that guilt. And one day she went out to that bridge, and we don't know if she fell over or, you know, or if she jumped, but she ended up dying at the same spot her sister did. And it's so tragic that she lived with that for years and wasn't able to get over that.
That's true. And that was a horrible thing.
It was.
And you got stuff like that going on all the time around the world.
Yep.
But
I'm glad he survived. I'm thankful that he got saved and that he's living for the Lord.
Well, you know, and the good that he can do to help others.
Right. Like that are going through the same thing.
Because, you know, there is a mental process. And if you can't deal mentally, you know, in order to deal mentally, you have to take care of it spiritually.
Yes.
You have to repent. You have to come to the Lord. You have to empty it all out before him. and then God will rebuild you and help you. And sometimes when you begin that journey, you don't know how you're going to get there. Most of the times you won't, and it looks impossible. And so you have to wait on the Lord, and He'll bring you through circumstances, and slowly but surely you can get built up. But it's not like, you know, driving a car. You know, you go from A to Z or A to B. You know, it's tough. And so at any rate, you know, you're listening to an advocacy broadcast brought to you by the WIBR Warren Radio. We have websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. We have articles. We have a lot of stuff over there. If you're looking for a place that is Christian, belief, faith-filled, and focused, go over and visit the websites. Read the articles, listen to the shows. And as Tower talked about earlier, one of our longest-running series is the Isaiah series. And we're in part 111 this week. So at any
That's
rate...
That's a long time. It's been going on for over 2 years. Two years ago in April.
A long time. So at any rate, the next one from International Christian Concern, a popular ministry that we recommend. And we have no affiliation with them, but we report certain things that these organizations are doing. And they discussed an aspect of a recently released report on human rights. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to figure out how they are able to get the numbers. But International Christian Concern has been releasing reports for many, many years. So they're used to collecting information. And 300 incidents of Christian persecution in India in the first 9 months of 2021.
Good grief.
Now, we've started the 11th month of 2021. So we're talking, you know, this being November, there's October, you get into September. And so that was 300 incidents. And as big as India is, you wouldn't think that that's not bad. But the problem of it is that that is bad.
Yeah, it's more than one person a day.
And so...
That's horrible.
And the big problem you have here, the reason that they... And this has been going on for a long, long time. There is that excuse the Hindus use, that the Christians are converting Hindus. Now, the Christians will preach the gospel. They will witness. But for the most part, you know, there are people that simply, like one testimony, you know, here's a Christian, that his friends who are Hindus call him up. You know, they know that he prays for people and they're sick. They can't deal with it. And it costs money to go to the hospital. So you call him up. He goes there, and as is the case, when he prays, they get healed.
That's exciting. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so they come to the Lord. But a lot of time, these guys that are doing that end up getting beaten up or even killed.
Right.
And there's other times that when things are going on, it's actually the work of the Lord, totally separate from what some of the Christians are doing. And so there's a lot of actions going on overseas. Now, the A.C. Michael, who is the national coordinator of the United Christian Forum, says that the fears which are being fueled of Christians converting Hindus are baseless. Now, Christians are out there and they're a witness, and they're a witness to see people come to the knowledge of the Lord. But there's a lot of times that the Christians are simply trying to get along with the Hindus to keep from getting killed, or run out of the village, you know, or their church ransacked or burnt or whatever. And a lot of times these Hindus will attack the church. And they won't come like one or two. They'll come in a crowd of 100 to 300. And of course, these attacks that have been ongoing take place across 21 states. And they said most of the attacks and the troubles of persecution is in the northern states. Now, see, all of this is really an issue, and it. If you get into Africa, you have the problem of major radical Islamic groups who are making war against Christians. They're actively trying to take over Africa. So there's a lot of things going on while the rest of the world is just kind of ignorant of what's happening. And the thing of it is that when they talk about converting Christians, many of them are referring to low-caste Christians. I mean, low-caste Hindus, converting them to Christianity. And the radical Hindu nationalists, which is the BJP party, which Modi is actively pushing for that, the nationalist party. And I've seen him in various interviews. I've seen him even with Bear Grylls. I've seen him do a lot of things. And I've also heard him deny a lot of these accusations. But when his party came to power, the Christian leaders in India, this was years ago, they came out and warned about the fact that Christian persecution would increase now. And that's exactly what's happened. And matter of fact, it hasn't just increased in India, it's increased all over. I think we could say that's easily definable, wouldn't you, Tower?
Sorry, yes.
So at any rate, remember your brothers and sisters in a lot of these areas. I mean, you wake up, you never know if you know what's going to happen. And I mean, you can't even have a friend over in your house, because if they think you're praying, they don't like that either. They don't like you praying. They don't even like you living.
So ridiculous.
And we have covered a lot of persecution in India. And India is a tough place. We have been concerned with India since 2000 or thereabouts. And so we've been covering it for a long time. And it hasn't changed. It's still one of those places. And of course, you know, when we're talking about a lot of this, no matter whether it's India or Pakistan, or you get into China, look what China's doing in persecution, North Korea. You know, you can talk about culture. We're not defining culture here, you know, because culture has a lot of unique aspects. But people need to get delivered, and the gospel is going to go out. This gospel will go out, and then the end shall come. That's scripture.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And so, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, doesn't matter. Because the Lord who died on the cross has called us to give this out, and there's going to be enemies of the gospel. And we've got them in America. So, now another place is Sahel, West Africa. And there, violent attacks have increased eightfold in the region. That's from 2015 to 2020. And I would say that, you know, if you look at those 5 years, you know, it seemed to have increased overall.
Yeah, I agree.
And they call that Africa's Afghanistan, because of the French soldiers occupying the region and keeping some levels of peace, are starting to withdraw. That's according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada CEO Floyd Brobel. He said, we saw how in Afghanistan the U.S. pull out and other groups pulling out as well. That creates a power vacuum where Islamic jihadists come in and seek to take control. The way Biden moved out of that was ridiculous. That was a fool's play.
It was.
And it cost people's lives. And there's innocent blood that's accounted to Biden and his stupid controls and how they did it. And he should have never been allowed to do this. This is a guy that should have never been elected. They should have known that. This is a guy that has partial dementia. It's not full, but it's, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he has full dementia by the time he's done. And you have people that want power so bad they're willing to use anybody. And I think, frankly, that Biden, you know, is not himself. I think there's some stuff that he knows what he's saying, but I think he struggles. There's no doubt about it.
It's obvious.
Yeah. So at any rate, France withdrew out of the region 2,000 troops. And, you know, look what we withdrew. We had a minimal amount of troops over there, and all hell broke loose. You know, talking of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And, of course, in here, they bring up the point that West Africa is vulnerable to extremism and that jihadist groups expand. And we know that firsthand. We report on this a lot. And you have Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda. You have ISIS-K. I think that's over there in that region. No, that's in Afghanistan. There's another ISIS over in Africa. And you also have the Fulani, which has been one of the worst of late in the last several years. And, you know, they're racking up the death toll. I mean, it's hard to believe. How can you make war against innocent people just to slaughter them and kill them?
It's just unconscionable. I believe they're cowards when they go in like that, attacking defenseless people. Take big groups in there. They're just a bunch of cowards. They're horrible people.
Now, the one point that this Voice of the Martyrs spokesman says, he talks about that when you have unrest in a region, and you can say, well, Afghanistan is the same way. There's a lot of them like that. So when there's an opportunity, radical Islamists come in. Now see, now in Afghanistan, you have ISIS-K and you have the Taliban. And, you know, the thing that they're trying to do, the word from ISIS-K is they're trying to carve out a big area for Muslims there. They want to do it. Now the Taliban was left billions of dollars in American equipment, some of the best technology on the face of the earth. The one base we had there is one of the highest technological bases there is in the world. And
Bagram?
Yeah, Bagram. And Dipwit Biden turned around and gave it to him with all the equipment, and now China has it. So that's how stupid this thing is. And you can't make stupid mistakes in the world because these countries are watching America. And if you're weak, guess what? They're going to come in here and they're going to start war here. They're going to destroy your country like they're doing everywhere else. That's not if. That is absolutely a fact. And I guarantee you that because of what Biden and the Democrats have done by allowing an open border, that now you have even more radicals here, and you're going to see the same kind of attacks in America now because of our stupid foolishness. And you should never allow any man in politics to dictate for everybody else things that's going to cost the lives of innocent people in this country.
That's right.
And it will. And we'll know who to blame, and we know where it goes back to. And it's named Biden and the Democrats, along with Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them, that have pushed this damnable agenda. And, you know, this stuff is real overseas and the threat here is real. You know, today the word was that 200,000 of our military have rejected the vaccination.
Well, my hat's off to them.
Well, the thing of it is, Biden and them, they were going to discharge them, get rid of them.
Well, that's wrong. That's stupidity.
Yeah, it is. And there's a whole other section when we talk about all this. In America, there are a lot of military, and they are getting together, ready to take America back if it gets worse.
Good. Good for them.
And, well, we don't want any kind of civil war, but the reason I know about it is because I'm on a lot of social sites, and some of them have these groups there. And there's a lot of them going on, so who knows? The thing of it is, we've covered this persecution for over two decades, a long, long time. And I can tell you, you don't want America like that. America needs to be stalwart. We need to be free. We need to be able to help our brethren around the world. And we can't help them if we're in trouble. It's like if you have a major disaster, the first people to go in are the first responders. But if the first responders or something a matter with them and they can't go in, then there's nobody being sent in. See, that's the idea. You need someone to help. And so that's the reason. So we need to get this stuff in America settled. We need to close the border off. We need to get rid of the Democrats for one reason. Because their agenda is going to destroy everything.
Exactly.
Literally. And what they're doing in some parts of America is fool's play. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. You know, I've been in Washington and Portland and down Highway 1 in California all the way. I've been all over California and Nevada. I've been in Idaho and Montana. Now, the fact of it is over on the West Coast, they're all liberal over there. And it's a mess over there. So America is not out of the woods, and America could wind up like this. And now with the border open, dear God in heaven, this is not going to go well. And we're just absolutely stupid that we've been given so much and we're so dumb. We know what Hitler did. We know what communists are doing. We know what China's doing. But we are so stupid thinking that in our modern world, China is our friend. China is not your friend.
No siree.
So, you know, these things that we're talking about here, and you think, well, it's over there, you better get your heads out of the nether region. It's here. And all they're waiting for is opportunity, kids.
And it won't be long.
No, nope, that's
unless
for sure.
Something's done.
Now we have another one. Now that I talked about Halloween. Tower has another one.
This story also comes to us from CBN. It's about sorceries, witchcraft in the USA. And it's about Jenny Weaver. When she was young, she watched a movie called The Craft. It was about a group of teen witches. And she didn't think much about it, but soon she started following some of the occultic practices laid out in the film. What started off as something innocent where I'm just connecting with energy and the universe and vibes and all these innocent things that we see took me down a path of just dark desperation. I felt at one point I was living in a haunted house. Weaver continued. I was hearing scratches on the wall right next to me. I would feel a brush by me and be terrified that somebody was in the room with me. I always felt like I was being watched. It took me far into drugs. I ended up being homeless and on drugs, in and out of jail for 9 years of my life. I was in and out of a dark place. And one night while in jail, she whispered a prayer and surrendered her life to Jesus Christ. Today, she serves as a worship leader at We Are Nations Church in Orlando, Florida. Weaver warns believers to be on guard as witchcraft and the occult are on the rise. And she said, I think the media has done a good job of pushing something to the point where it's now normalized. We have shows as early as daycare age promoting witchcraft and sorcery. It's okay, boys and girls, say these spell words with us. And it's so ABC, preschool witchcraft, that it gets into the hearts and minds of people, including the people in the church. And she added, and people who are not really connected with the Lord and don't understand, they're easily deceived. And the Bible even talks about the very elect will be deceived. And so people are going to a whole other source. That's what they're wanting. They want a healing crystal because they don't understand that Jesus is the healer and there's no other source that you can go to except through Jesus Christ. And she said she's shocked at how widespread and accepting these dark practices have become, even within the church. I'm seeing it becoming very trendy on TikTok and things like that. There's a whole generation of people who are being rocked to sleep by the enemy, and it's just really time for the church, what you're doing this interview, so to sound the alarm and say no. We need to wake up. We need to say that it's not right. This is not for my home, not for my kids. And she said the movie that pointed her to the, or introduced her to the dark side, was remade in 2020. They recreated the movie and they invited real witches on the set, and they had the witches before they would do a scene to cast spells and to invite the actresses to come into the circle with them while they were releasing spells over the viewers and over the scenes. People are playing it in their home and it's entertainment. And the first part of entertainment is enter. So be careful what's entering your home. We're seeing healing crystals. You're seeing people wearing this third eye necklace, seeing people that are channeling their energies and chakras, and people communicating with ancestors and getting their ancestor spirits to help give them power. I'm not talking about the world. I'm having conversations with Christians who are doing these things, she said. I went into this store. It's a very popular store, and I'm not going to mention the name, she does. And she was just blown away that you could buy actual witchcraft books there. And you could do this, and you can do this spell, and you can get this sage, and you can get these. And it was like a whole kit. And they're selling it like it's a holiday kit that you would buy somebody. And so it's really startling to be very mainstream. And I just feel like the church needs to be aware. The Bible says to stay away from these things of darkness and to expose them, not to partake in them. And so with that, I want to add this scripture. It's from Philippians 4:8, finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And I think you, reading that article, made me think of that scripture, and I believe you really need to be careful about what you're allowing your kids to do on their cell phones, on the internet, on their notebooks. You need to be aware of what's going on in their life and in their friends, and be careful what you allow in the house.
That's right. You do. And, you know, when you look at all of this, you know, and I've talked about the fact of Satanism being in the church and even behind the pulpit. And we know
that's right.
We know that.
We've been talking about this stuff for years. We're well aware of this stuff going on.
And you know, I rebuke, I bind, I pray, and I don't mess around with these things. I don't mess around with the spirits. I don't mess around with them. And you know, they come over here, they're going to get rebuked in the name of the Lord. And there's fasting and praying, but folks, even the weakest Christian, as the Lord said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
That's right. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
But when you put sugar on something and you have a church that is not salt, they've lost their savor.
That's right.
Nobody's to warn them. And she's right. When you enter into this, the devil takes no hostage.
And John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep.
Well, you know, it's been this for years and years. And that is overseas, and especially in Africa and a lot of the brethren over there, the Christians, know the power of darkness, they know the power of Satan, and they know the power of spirits. And so they're very aware of this. And so this is why you have to understand, you don't mess around with this stuff.
Amen. Amen.
So be sure to be warned.
It's not innocent, like they want you to believe.
Nope.
And the Harry Potter books, you should not even allow those in your house or your kids to read them.
Yeah, we used to talk about this a lot, about the books and the things you have in your house can attract these spirits.
That's right.
And when I, you know, you look at a house cleaning or something like that, the first thing you do, and we're not talking about cleaning a house like you would once a week. This is talking about cleaning it of spirits. The first thing you do is go through all the videos and the books and the rooms and find out what it is that you got there. And that will always tell us. That'll tell us what the hell you're doing. Then we proceed.
Get rid of the games, too. Ouija board, tarot cards.
Oh, that just fool's play. When I see people that, man, that just, you know, I'll burn the damn things. It's a good thing I can't call fire down, because I know a few people that have their butts singed.
You know, speaking of Harry Potter, you know, when those books came out, shortly after the, what's that series by Tim LaHaye?
Oh, yeah. The Return of the Lord series.
Yeah, what was that called? I can't think right now. I had it on my brain.
Well, at any rate.
Left Behind series.
Yeah. So at any rate, we're going to have to get out of here now.
Okay, well, I'm glad you joined us. Whenever you do, I hope this show's been a blessing to you. And please pray for your brethren around the world. They need your prayers. They need your help. And I ask that you would just intercede for them. And we love you. We hope the best for you all. We pray for you. And thank you for all you do for the Lord. May God richly bless you. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles. If you're listening to us on Spreaker or any other place, be sure to give us a thumbs up. Be sure to leave a comment on these things. And take care of yourself. Until next time, shalom, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.